Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen, shalom.
Shalom. Hallelujah. Amen. Father is merciful.
Yes, He is.
Well, I just want to say amen. Father's mercy will allow us to be here this morning and to take part in His word. So, hey, let's get in it. Today, we're dealing with the flat earth. Is the earth flat? Is the earth flat? Well, that is the question of this thing to me, the question of the decade, probably, of a century. Well, I say decade because it wasn't a question when I came out of grammar school, the earth was flat or not, because Christopher Columbus was the one that said it was flat. And I was never a big Christopher Columbus fan other than the fact that he took a day off from school. Never was a big Columbus fan. You know, listening to that story and everything. Now, and, you know, what happened afterward definitely wasn't a big part of it. But, yeah, this is that thing, man. Is the earth flat? Well, don't get it. It's nowhere in the Bible that says the earth is flat. But it is in the Bible it says the earth is a circle. So we're going to investigate a lot of things in this word that's pertaining to what's round and what's circle and, you know, how we're supposed to view this. Some people would say, well, you know what? It's not a salvational issue. Genesis to Revelation, if it's in this Bible, it's a salvation issue. So we can't small talk that away. So you got to deal with it because it's a lie. You know, if it's a lie, you got to deal with it. If it's the truth, you got to deal with it. My take is, let's deal with it. You know, can't put our heads in the sand when it comes to stuff that, you know, that affect your friends, your family, so-called associates, even your marriage. When it comes to the Lord, truth has got to be supreme. So let's get started with this. The title of today's precept is The Flat Earth. Is the Earth flat? It's just that simple. Is the Earth flat? So let's get started. Sister Ray, reading for me this afternoon. Right?
Amen.
Okay, all right. We got a scripture, so we can get started. We can open up.
Amen.
Okay. So, brothers, if you stand face to Jerusalem, want to cover your head, and sisters, if you can, cover your head. You're supposed to follow.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the tremble and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbal. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. I have read Psalms 150, verses 1 through 6. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sin and allow us to your Father, have mercy and sin for both physical and spiritual disappointments. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren, and their family. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, with the light and blessings. If you would like kindness upon us, Father, have mercy on them and Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. Father, have mercy and give us a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and faith. And Father, have mercy on these parents and give them a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And in Jesus' name we pray for your mercy.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Let's get started. We're going to start this where we started this at yesterday, Genesis chapter 1 and 1. Genesis chapter 1 and 1.
Amen. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 reads, In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Stop. Okay, so now we see here, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So now, the first thing we got to get an idea about is heaven, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? He created the earth from heaven. Well, we looked at that yesterday. So we know ain't nobody up in heaven but the Father and the Son and the angels. Ain't no way we ever going to see heaven unless we get a change of body. And the other thing is, there's nobody alive that came from the dead other than Jesus Christ. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is that thing. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So we see here that he created the earth from heaven. Watch this. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalms 1 and 1. I mean, Psalms 8 and 1. We're going to skip around a little bit.
Psalms 8 and 1?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Proverbs. I'm sorry, Proverbs 8 and 1. Proverbs.
Okay. Proverbs 8 and 1.
Yeah, I got Psalms on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 1 reads, "Doeth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice?"
See, that's the thing. So this would be wisdom. So, of course, this is a salvation issue. Because to say that the earth is flat is to say that God created something that wasn't. But that is to say that the earth is flat. That is to say time is flat. Because if time was flat, then there would be no reason for a recount. Numbers would just keep going. But no, numbers reset after 9. Mm-hmm. It just reset. Why? Because it's a circle. After 9, you go back to 1. It don't matter what number you use. You can use 11. Okay, you get to 20, you go back to 1. You get to 30, you go back to 1. It don't matter. You go back to 1. That's a complete circle. Out the gate, time forms everything. Time forms everything. So if the earth is flat, then time is flat. That means we're in a time war because time would not fluidly circulate if it was war. It'll be like a flat tire. Time would exist as a tire that's flat. It would go round and go boom, and you have a problem. It'll go round and go boom, you have a problem. You don't. Ain't nothing wrong with time. We got problems with time. We got problems with the things that pertain to him that make all these things coexist. A flat earth and time can't coexist because they aren't made in the same manner. Skip down to verse 22 and continue.
Proverbs 8 and 22. "The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. When there was no depth, I was brought forth, when there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there."
Skip down to verse 26. Yeah, continue.
27. "When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the deck."
Okay, let's look up this word compass. Right? When he set a compass upon a what?
When he set a compass upon the face of the deck.
So, it's not the surface. The compass covers everything. It's at the face of the what? Depths. Okay, so we're talking about everything. So let's look at the word compass.
You got it?
No, ma'am. I figured you were hooking you something.
Okay. All right, compass. Here it is. Okay. You're going to get this, that one too. Yeah, I like the thesaurus one, but I'll look this one up for you. Compass, it says an instrument containing a magnetized pointer which shows the direction of the magnetic north and bearings from it. Compass to go around something, to
what?
Go on a circular
do
motion.
What, do what, do what, do what, to go where?
The second one says to go around.
So when he created the earth from nothing, the first thing he created was a what? A circle. The first thing he created was a what? A orb, a globe, something that's round, a circle. So you're now telling me that right here in the beginning, he was saying flat. Is that it?
For that, yeah.
Okay.
Compass, boundary, area bound, a circle, circuit.
Stop. A compass is what?
It says boundary.
Boundaries. These are the bounds of it. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right, continue.
Circuit, stop.
Circuit. So a compass consists of a what? Circuit, right? Let's look. We're gonna get back to that. Let's look at the word circuit, and we're gonna come back to that. No, let's just read compass. We're gonna look up circuit too. We're gonna keep moving.
Okay. So I'll finish with the.
Yeah, with the compass.
Okay, circumference, prescription, confined, domain, enclosure, and is that environ, expanse, extent, field, limit, limitation, orbit.
So the limitations of a compass is a circle.
Mm-hmm.
So how you gonna make it run? A compass is round. You know, north, south, east, and west. That's all around us.
Mm-hmm.
North, south, east, and west. And when you look at that, he said that's inside of a compass, which is a circle. So, say the earth is flat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the top of it is round, right? It's a circle.
Mm-hmm.
But he said the depth is a circle, too. So, you can't deal with the top now. You got to deal with all of it. So he said the depth is constant, is a circle. So the whole thing is a circle. North, south, which would be the depth, east and west would be the horizon. So that's a circle. And north and south is a circle, which brings me to a ball.
Amen.
Is that it?
And it also says orbit, perimeter.
We're going to look at that word orbit too.
Radius, range, reach, realm, restriction, round, scope, speed.
What are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with it? You're going to sit up here and say that the earth is flat and you're going to call the wisest man that ever lived. You're going to say you got more sense than him. You're going to say you're wiser than Solomon. Solomon didn't know, of all the people didn't know, Solomon wouldn't know. Is there anything else?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay.
It says stretch, swept zone, enclosed, beset.
So it's enclosed. And if it's flat, it wouldn't be enclosed. And it just keep going. Read on.
Blockade. Circle, circumscribe, encircled, encompass, gird, girdle, hem.
So
in.
Encompass, circle is all one and the same. Mm-hmm. All those words are interchangeable.
Ring, round, circle.
Ring, round, and what?
Around.
Sir, round. Mm-hmm. Look up the word sir, round.
Okay.
Because I need to know what's around me. Because maybe I get round mixed up with compass, because compass means to surround. So now I need to know what surround means.
Around, be all around.
What?
To be around.
Be all what?
To be all around.
A thing that forms
itself. You can't be all around if you're flat. You just one way. You just horizon. You're horizontal. That's it. As far as you go, you can't be vertical. But compass, you all what? All around.
Hey.
You know.
Amen.
See it with me. Round.
Round.
Round. Round. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Let's get back to
it. It just says a thing that forms around an object.
So the earth is round. Okay. It's an object. It's formed. So God said he compassed the earth as what? Round. And the earth is an object. So everything is that in that one verse, verse 27, is telling us that the earth is round.
Amen.
But here you are, you don't say the earth is flat. You don't call Solomon a lie. You. He sat on the throne in Jerusalem. You don't even know who the hell tribe you out of, and you gonna tell me that the earth is flat. You going to usurp authority from this man? You don't even have freedom papers. You just learned how to read. This man, his family been reading and writing from day one. We just got back to reading in about, what, 60 years ago? Maybe 80? As a whole?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We were in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 27.
Okay, was that 27? Are we done with it? Okay, good. Let's go into St. John chapter 1 and verse 1.
John 1 and 1?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. John chapter 1 and verse 1 reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God."
So wait a minute. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we don't say we believe in the Word, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's see what the Word do, right? Okay, let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah 55 and verse 11. Because in the beginning was the Word, right? Okay, go ahead.
Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 11 reads, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void."
It's going what? It's going what?
"So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. But it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it."
So the word is going what? Return. That's a full circle.
"It shall not return unto me void."
So the word, he said, in the beginning was the word, and the word is going to go forth and do what? Come back. That's why he said, "Cast your bread out there in the water. After many days, it's going what? It's going to return back. It's coming back. What you put out is coming back. What you reap is what you sow."
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But if you don't reap what you sow, if you just flat, then it just keep going. There's no repercussions. It just keep going.
Yeah.
So the law of physics, as far as even the righteousness, is contrary to everything you say, that the earth is flat, because even his word says that it come back to him. And here it is, you saying that his word don't come back. So the word formed everything. If the word formed everything, then the earth is formed after the word, which it does what? Go around and come back. Well, as we look at the sun and the moon and the stars and the season, right? And the season,
mm-hmm.
they all do what? Return. They keep returning. They return and start over. Return, start over. Return, start over.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalms 33 and 6. Psalms 33 and 6. When you receive a read.
Amen. Psalms 33 and verse 6 reads, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hopes of them by the breath of his mouth.
So now we see the heavens is made by the word of God. So that got to tell me that the heavens is what?
What, around a circle?
Yes. Exactly.
So the heavens is a circle.
It got to be a circle because the word is a circle. In the beginning, wisdom was where wisdom is the word of God. It compassed the depth. It compassed the earth. So the wisdom of God surrounds everything. And you said that the wisdom of God is flat.
Ooh. Wow. That's something you're thinking of.
The wisdom of God is the word of God, and it forms everything. That's why your sun is up there round. That's why your moon is up there round. That's why all of your planets around you is round. Even Pluto, which is now a giant ice cube, is round. So God is making snowballs? He got a floating ice cube that said, you like, I made the earth and all these planets, the sun and the moon and star, even a snowball to throw at you. And it's what? Round. It's not a frisbee. Saturn got a ring around it, but that's far as it goes.
Amen.
All the planets in the solar system. No. God didn't make all of it. All that is a projected screen by the enemy. And we live inside of a dome that they created this giant light to keep us warm in. And the moon to keep light upon the earth. And, you know, the white man is just doing all these things. Okay. Really? He gonna put the sun up there in the air to keep the earth. And a dome. Right? You got all these different aspects. Where are we?
That was just Psalms 33, verse 6.
And by his, so what we're looking at now, so if the earth is round, then heaven got to be round, so we got to run into that. Okay, so we're going to run into that. Let's go to Isaiah 55 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, we read that already. Let's go to Psalm 19, verse 1.
Okay. Psalms 19 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Psalms 19 and 1 reads, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork.
Okay. The heavens declare the glory of God. And are we not in the heavens? Okay, so the earth is declaring his handiwork. The earth is a part of the heavens, right?
Amen.
We're just a fixture in the heavens or cosmos or the firmament. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Continue. Okay.
Verse 2, day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun.
So the earth is saying, I'm round. The planets are saying, I'm round. The sun is saying, I'm round. They say it every day. Look up, I'm round. Nah, y'all don't want to talk about that. That white man, that new thing. I'm still trying to get past that. That's way too much. But he said the earth and everything is declaring the glory of God. So if you got any questions that the earth is flat, go to your nearest store by your telescope and look and see if any planets out there are flat. Look and see if any so-called stars up there is flat.
Go and look. Because the heavens is declaring it's what? Handiwork. They got a speech every day. The first speech is that, okay, your first speech to me, Rhea, was what?
You tell me what was that? My
your first speech to me when I first saw you was what?
Let me know. This is interesting. I want to know.
I'm a girl.
Oh, Lord. I'm a woman.
Woman. Right?
Uh-huh.
Before you open your mouth,
mm-hmm.
I knew that was the truth. Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-oh, but now they got women out here that...
I mean,
that's the earth that is flat.
They gotta come.
That was a lie. Found out it was a man. Thought it was a woman.
That's a flat earth. That's a real flat earth.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. You see how, you know, it utters your speech spoke before your mouth opened.
Right.
So therefore, the sun and the moon have a speech that you can see with your eyes.
Right.
So why are you going to go up there and try to make the sun and the moon alive before God? In the stars. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Amen. Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Did I read 4?
Well, you can read it.
Okay, I don't
remember. Did I read 4?
I'm just going to start at 1 again. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race.
Uh-huh.
His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof.
So, the sun...
There's nothing hid from the heat thereof.
So the sun, his going forth is from the end of heaven, and the circuit thereof onto the end of it. So, the sun has a what?
What is that?
A course. It has a course. It's a course inside of the solar system, mm-hmm. or what we call it, the cosmos. I would say supercosmos, because we are actually, our Milky Way is a form of the cosmos. But our Milky Way ain't nothing but a block inside of the supercosmos, which would be the United States.
Huh.
Okay? That's how big heaven is.
Okay.
If we could wrap our mind around that, it's probably even bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But it says the sun got a direction, and the sun has a course. It says this. And the line is going forth for the words to the inner earth, and has made a tabernacle, set a tabernacle for the sun, which as a bridegroom cometh out of his chamber, the sun, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of heaven, and his circuit onto the end of it, and there's nothing here from he there. That's why we can use our telescope and use the sunlight to see all the stars in the solar system. Nothing is here from. But he got a direction. His circuit is to the, so he roll in a circuit, right? So let's look up the word circuit.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in that book?
Yeah.
Let's look at it. Let's see if he runs, you know, the earth, this, he said the sun moves in a what? Circuit. So he got a direction and a pattern. Let's see if it's any different.
Amen. Circuit. Revolution. Track.
What? Revolution?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Revolution, track, boundary, ambit.
Let me see. A track go where? Okay, go ahead.
Bounds.
It's bounds, right? It got a bound. So the sun got bounds. It can't just keep going, right? It got bounds. If the earth is flat, then the sun is just going to go straight. It got bounds. That means if it go too far, it got to come back. Go ahead.
Circle.
So what?
Circle.
So the sun do what? It goes in a circle in heaven. I ain't saying it circle the earth. I'm saying it got a job. It circuits the heaven. Now, whatever's going on up in heaven, it's moving in a circle. The sun is moving in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Because the book just said, you got a problem with that? You got a problem with that? What else it said?
After that, it says circling, circulation.
It's doing what? Circling, or what else?
Circulation, circumscription, compass, course.
Oh, so cycle. Here we go. The sun do what? It compass what? So that's why the whole earth feel the sun. North, south, east, and west. It compass the whole planet. So the whole planet is what? Round. Read on.
The compass, course, cycle, district.
Yeah, it got cycles too. Winter, summer, evening, morning. Continue.
Journey, lap, limit,
line. Lap ain't a drag race. Lap is when you go around something and you come back.
Amen.
That's a what? A circle. So the sun takes a lap around the solar system, or as not the solar system, but the cosmos. The sun actually makes it a solar system because this is solar.
Mm-hmm.
So the sun actually moves in a circle of heaven. So what that tells me, heaven is round. We're surrounded by heaven, which only makes sense. Because no matter where you at on the earth, if you got a telescope, you can look into the heaven.
Amen.
Right? Mm-hmm. You just won't be looking at the same thing. Because if I'm facing north and I'm looking at this star up here and you on the other side of the planet, you're not looking at this. Or you won't be able to see that star from this side of the planet that you're looking for. You're going to have to wait till the earth get to that point so you can look at that star from this side of the planet. So the sun travel on heaven, which is a circuit. So that lets me know that the heaven, because it said, is going forth from the end of heaven and his circuit to the end of it. It's on a track in heaven that's going around in circles. And we ride along with it. And the earth is spinning around like this. They say, if the earth is spinning around, how come we ain't being flung all around in heaven? I don't know, man. Where the air come from? I don't know, dude. How come you got hair on your eyelids? I don't know. Why are you asking me something like that? I couldn't tell. Bruh, how did man come to being? Who put breath in us? Who formed the organ? Who formed the ribs to protect all of that? How did that get to that point? How do bones and spirits and stuff like that form from the womb? How can you tell what's wicked and righteous out the womb? How can you do that? When you can answer me those questions, then I answer you. But right now, I can answer this. If the heaven is round, because it just said it in verse 5. The bridegroom cometh out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to a race. He's going forth from the end of heaven and his circuit to the end of it. So it's running along the heavens, which is what? Round or a circle. Which only makes it explanatory that time is circles and that all of your planets that you see up in the heavens is round. It only makes sense. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Ezekiel 28:14.
Amen.
Ezekiel 28:14. And let's look at that.
Ezekiel 28:14.
Yes, ma'am.
Ezekiel chapter 28:14 reads, "Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire."
Heaven. Has walked up and down in the midst of heaven. Go ahead.
"Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore will I cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire."
So, heaven is on fire, as we looked at yesterday, right? Okay. And heaven is on fire, so therefore, he said, the heavens, the sun move upon the circuit of the heavens. So, the heavens surround everything that we know. Everything we're conscious of, it surrounds it. Everything. It surrounds us. It surrounds the atmosphere. It surrounds solar. It surrounds the Milky Way. It surrounds the cosmos. It surrounds everything. The heavens do. By the way, being on fire. Right? Okay. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to 1 Peter. Chapter 3.
Right.
Is that 2 Peter? 2 Peter chapter 3. And verse 9.
Amen. 2 Peter chapter 2 Peter 3 and verse 10. "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up."
Stop. So the heavens going to roll back like a scroll. We're going to find out that Ezekiel was actually right. The heavens are on fire, right? Mm-hmm. And so Peter is testifying of Ezekiel that when the heavens is rolled back, when he rolled back that water barrier, we're going to see nothing but fire. But are we here in the United States, are the only ones going to see fire? What about those in Asia that's up under the planet? Mm-hmm. Are they going to see it? Oh, yeah. Because the earth is surrounded by heaven. The sun is surrounded by heaven. Everything is surrounded by heaven. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see it. And we're going to see that it is fire. And that it's everywhere. Keep reading.
Amen. Verse 11. "Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat."
See that? So the circuits of heaven is what? On fire.
Amen.
So the sun, so the heavens surrounding all of us. It surrounds the sun. It surrounds Pluto. It surrounds our solar, like the Milky Way. It surrounds everything. And whatever name they gave the planets out there, you know, star this and star that, star date this and star planet that, and this and that and the other, whenever they discover a new planet or a star, what they want to call it, it's only because of the sunlight, not heaven. Mm-hmm. It's the sunlight. And it took the sunlight gazillions of years to get there for us to see it. And we get to see it in real time. You know? Mm-hmm. But that's what it is. Come past the earth. Mm-hmm. Okay? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Revelation chapter 11 and verse 19. And I need people to break out their calculators or a pen and paper, whichever one you work, use your fingers or whatever, you know, whatever, however you get through counting, you know, the Dewey Decimal System, whatever you decide to use, break out some numbers. Because if somewhere it got to be a crack, if this ain't a circle, right, then somewhere it's going to show that. So far, the scriptures is consistent with each other. So how about let's look at time? Let's see if time is flat. Right? Let's see if time is flat. Okay. Now let's go into Revelation chapter 11 and verse. Mm-hmm. Revelation 11 and 1. We receive the read.
Revelation 11 and verse 1 reads, "And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given into the Gentiles. And the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth."
Okay, stop. Okay, now you take 1260. Okay. Now we're going to do a little math, because like I said, if the earth ain't round, then we got a time warp. We got a problem. We got a serious problem, okay? Divided by 42, because he said 42, right? It's 42 months. And then he said this. He said 1,260 days, right? Okay, so 1,260 days, 1,260 divided by 42 is what? Okay, so
I mean,
we just found out what the money is, right? Okay, so how many months in a year? So 12 times 30 is what? Say it again.
12 times 30 is 360.
Now, you finna sit up here and tell me that time is off? He got time wrong? A year to God is 360. That's a complete circle all around the world. All around the world. And you finna tell me the sun got it wrong. The moon got it wrong, because he set the sun in the heavens for a sign, and, you know, for seasons and things like that. We just read that in Psalms, didn't we? So now you finna tell me, not only do Solomon got it wrong, not only do Moses got it wrong, but the sun and the moon and the stars got it wrong, and time is out of order. Say what? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. What? You hear that? You hear that? That's cotton on the floor. I heard it drop, because I don't hear nothing else. You got to show me that time ain't in a circle here, because he just told you what a time is. You got to show me that time just keep going, because right here he just set bounds on time. You see that? 360, then you start over again. That's a what? That's a circle. That's north and south. So you know what that says? Time consists of north and south, east and west, which make it a what? Circle. A ball. A globe. You got to get around this time. You can't break time, Jack. That's the one thing the Darwin people can't break. They can sit up and say evolution is this. I agree with them, evolution. Evolution is a part of our growth. We're supposed to be evolving as human beings. We're not supposed to be turning into creatures with wings and stuff like that, or turning into fish. I mean, no, but our consciousness is supposed to evolve. We're supposed to evolve. We're supposed to keep growing and turning into bigger and better things. That's evolution, right? Okay. Evolution is that you're a baby and that you learn how to walk. You learn how to read and write, talk, drive, function. That's evolution. Learn how to use your fingers and your thumbs, stuff like that. That's evolution. learn how to dialogue and talk back to each other. That's evolution. But a monkey becoming a human being is not evolution. That's science fiction. So, time consists of north, south, east, and west, which do what? Surrounds us. And if it surrounds us, then it surrounds us by what? 360. That's a perfect circle. You can't get around it. In fact, where are we? Okay, let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Job 22 and verse 12.
Amen.
Well, actually, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Job 22 and 12.
Job 22 and verse 12 reads, "Is not God in the height of heaven? And behold, the height of the stars, how high they are. And thou sayest, how doeth God know? Can he judge through the dark clouds?"
Water.
"Thick clouds are a covering to him, that he seeth not. And he walketh in the circuit of heaven."
So he walks in what? He walked. Did he tell you he'd take the earth? Did he say, "Bring my cloud upon the earth"? Did he say, "Bring my cloud upon the earth"? And so he's telling you he bring his cloud upon the earth, and it is in a what? Circle. Because you got to surround the whole earth. You got to cover the whole planet. So even he himself is telling you, "Look, man, when I come out of my chamber every now and again, I bring my cloud out. Now I got to make sure I got this rainbow up here because I kill all of y'all. But now and again, I come down and see the saints and the servants and those that are trying to be more like me and are striving to be like me. And I want to let them know that I'm here. So every now and again, I bring my cloud on the planet and shake it up. But I ain't coming out here like you think. I'm going to do it like the law said. I'm going to move on a circuit of the head. I'm going to go around it like clockwork. From the rising of the sun to the going down of it, I'm going to ride right along around the world in a circle because that's what I created. So, now you're going to call God a lie. You're going to call this man Job a lie. Let's see now. That's how many people you need to call a lie already? You got Moses, right? But we ain't going to even say God. Even though he's telling them all these things, we're not going to say him. We're going to give them a bit of a doubt that we can discredit flesh and blood, right? Okay. So we said Moses, right? Because he said he created the heavens and the earth, right? Then we're going to discredit Solomon, who said that the heavens, that the word surrounds the heaven and the earth, compass it.
Mm-hmm.
Compass, north, south, east, and west, compass. The word do. Right? Then we got John, who said the word, it was in the beginning, it's around everything, right? Okay. Then we got Peter. Then we got John again in Revelation. And now you're going to sit up here and say, this brother, Job, who the Lord called righteous, you don't hear him say that about nobody else on the planet. He said Moses was a meek man, right? He didn't call him righteous. He called him righteous. And he said this, that the Most High do what? Read it again. Read that last verse.
14. Thick clouds are a covering to him that he seeth not, and he walketh in the circuit of heaven.
See that? I think I'd take a walk around the park. Jesus, I think I'd take a walk around heaven. How about that? Right? Okay. So now we're going to call Job a lie. Because, see, all of them is getting this from God, because indirectly we saying God is a lie. And we're going to follow man. First Samuel chapter 7 and 16.
First Samuel 7.
In 16, when you receive a reading.
First Samuel chapter 7 and verse 16. And he went from year to year in circuit to Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah and judged Israel and all those places.
He went what?
Year to year in circuit.
He went, he circled them year to year, all around, every year until he died, until he couldn't do it no more. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he made his what?
Rounds.
He made his round. I got to make my rounds. That's what he did. He made his rounds. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Genesis chapter 1 and 1. We were looking at heaven, right? Okay, so now we got heaven squared away. Now we know heaven is in a circle, and now we know that time is bound by heaven, which is bound by a circle, which is bound by time. Heaven is bound by time. Okay, so and everything else. So now we're going to go back to Genesis 1 and 1, and then we're going to deal with the earth. Right? Okay, read Genesis 1 and 1.
Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And
that's good. Now, the question is, was the earth flat when he created it? Is it a pebble? Is it something out here that was... Is it jagged? Let's see. Let's go into Job 26 and 7.
Job 26 and 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Job chapter 26 and verse 7 reads, he stretches out the north over the empty place and hangeth the earth upon nothing.
He what?
He stretches out the north over the empty place.
So he compares the earth with a north that's completely, that ain't nothing there. Ain't no houses in heaven. Ain't no houses or condos in air. Ain't nothing there. Continue.
Verse 8. He bindeth up the waters and his thick clouds, and the cloud is not rent under them.
Uh-huh. So, where the water is going?
Exactly.
I'm just saying, where the water going? Oh, it's an answer right here. Keep reading.
He holdeth back the face of his throne and spreadeth his cloud upon
it. Didn't he say take a walk on earth? Didn't he say bring his cloud on earth? We're gonna bring it in a circuit. Go ahead.
He has compassed the waters with bounds.
He what now?
The waters with bounds.
So
he has compassed the waters with bounds until the day and night come to an end.
Stop.
Wow.
He compassed the waters with bounds. Now go back to Genesis chapter 1, because this is a commandment from the gate. Watch this. Genesis 1 and verse 6.
Genesis 1 and 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters.
Okay, so now we see the waters getting commandments. He giving them what? Bounds. Read on. Let's see what kind of bounds he gave.
Verse 7. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
So, he called the firmament water, and he compassed the water with bounds, right? Okay. Look up the word compass again. Because water is now a compass.
Compass, boundary, ambient area, bound, circle, circle.
So he just told you that the firmament is what?
It's bound and it's a circle.
It's a circle. See that? It's a circle. He didn't tell you how far it was. In our minds, we only put it like, you know, miles out. You know? We only put it so far as we could see it, right? But God isn't us. So we can't put him in our box. So his firmament right here is a what? Circle. Okay, let's look at that. Now, let's get right down to verse 14 and continue.
Genesis 1 and 14 reads, "And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also."
That's everything. Every star in a solar system. That's gazillions of them. You understand? That means that someplace in a cosmos, there are suns that's the size of our suns, and there's a billion of them out there. So we can't put this circuit in a box that we could travel in because we don't have enough lifetimes to do it like we got through yesterday. So now you got the earth and its circuit, the heavens and its circuit. You got the solar system inside of the firmament, which he said is a wheel, and it's going around. The sun is moving around. The earth is moving around. The cosmos is moving around. And excuse me. Even the firmament is moving around.
Amen.
And you know, scientists got a telescope. And I ain't saying it was the Hubble that saw it, but they got a telescope that says that the heavens is expanding.
Amen.
And that it's moving.
Amen.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
It is moving. Because that's what water do.
Amen.
Water do move. It goes around the planet and it starts over again. That's why you got flowing water. That's why the waters flow every 6 to 8 feet, the water purifies itself and make it where you can drink it.
Amen.
Stream water. You know, once it flows over rocks and stuff like that, it purifies itself. Same thing with the heavens. You got that water barrier out there that's around the water that's above the firmament, the water that's beneath the firmament. The water beneath the firmament is what we know. The water above the firmament is above the sun and the moon and the stars and supercosmos. He said, that's a circle. That's even around. He said, I walk around on that. I take a ride. I bring my angels out, and I take a nice ride. Just like I have my servant walk around the kingdom, I do the same thing, but I walk around the world. See that?
Yeah.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalms 104, verse 1.
Psalms 104.
You receive the read.
Psalms 104 and verse 1 reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Who covereth thyself with light as with a garment? Who stretches out the heavens like a curtain? Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the water? Who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind."
See that? So his chambers is in the waters. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
That what water? The waters that's above the firmament.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Which just so happened to be compassing what? the cosmos, which compares what? The universe, which compares what? Our Milky Way, which compares what? The Earth, which the Earth happened to be what? Going in a compass mode because everything is moving around. No wonder. Like you got a bag full of marbles. And everything is moving around in a circle. You got this big wheel with all these marbles in it, and all of them is moving around at different speeds and different ways. But they all go in the same direction. Clockwork. That's why you can't turn it back. It'll start over, but you can't turn it back. Reconnect. Go ahead.
And then verse 2.
Psalms
104:4. Who maketh his angel spirit, his ministers a flaming fire.
Because the angels wasn't made from the earth. They were made from heaven.
Amen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We don't.
Who laid the foundation of the earth that it should not be removed forever.
It's going to keep spinning in the middle of nowhere. like Job said, he ain't the earth on nothing. He spread the north where you can't even see it. You don't know how far north this goes. By the time you get through looking north, it'll be south. Continue.
That covereth it with the deep as with a garment.
See that? What deep is that? That's that water. That's the water. What do you mean as a deep with the dark? Because the sunlight cannot penetrate water. Therefore, we on this side of the firmament will never be able to see what's on the other side of the firmament because the light won't penetrate.
Amen.
And that's from everywhere. Like you got this telescope here in the United States, you got a telescope in Russia, you got a telescope in Europe, you got a telescope in South America, China. You got telescopes. And all of them is looking at the same things at different times.
Amen.
Seeing a God out there taking a walk. Man is scared because we know that if there's no God, then there is a judgment for the earth. So we want to keep proving and keep the people from getting upset. You know, like people is being upset right now. And he's trying to steal the people. You know, we got to do what's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's what our God is. That you know, I got this on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking around. Ain't no planet gonna fly into the earth. Ain't no sun gonna crash into the earth because I got all of it in a circuit and all of it is set by bounds. That's why the moon and the sun is never gonna be. That's why Pluto and Mars would never be in the same area. Because they got bounds. They got bounds that they're supposed to obey. They keep the commandments. Man is the only one that's out of order. We're the only one that says that there is no God, so we don't have to keep the commandments, but everything that's moving on a planet is bound by a clock. Everything is bound by a clock. Everything we put our hands to is bound by a clock. Everything in this planet is bound by a clock. The self of the earth.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into First Kings chapter 7 and verse 23.
Amen.
Remember now, Solomon showed us in the law that the word of God, which is wisdom, compassed all of us. And now we're going to call Solomon a lie of all people. Well, I guess we can because he's a fornicator, right? In somebody's face or eyes or in their mind. He only good when we want to pull out his scriptures. Up until then, you'll put them back on the shelf in the day until we need his scriptures to prove our point. Right. First Kings chapter 7 and verse 23, when you receive it, read.
First Kings 7 and 23 reads, and he made a molten sea, 10 cubits from the one.
Now, this is Solomon building the temple. and he made a molten sea, right? This is inside the temple because the temple is supposed to have speech itself. Okay?
Amen.
Go ahead.
And he made a molten sea, 10 cubits from the one brim to the other. It was round all about.
What?
It was round.
He made the what?
Molten sea.
Solomon did what?
And the brim to the other.
And Solomon did what?
And it was round.
It was
all
what?
About.
Solomon made it that way. The temple of God. He put the sea where? That's the next question. Where is it? Read on.
It was round all about, and his height was 5 cubits, and a line of 30 cubits did compass it round about. And under the brim of it, round about, there were not compassing it, 10 and a cubit compassing the sea round about. The knops were cast into 2 rows when it was cast. It stood upon 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east. And the sea was set above upon them.
Stop. Where was the sea at?
Above.
So what was the, so he made the firmament. And he made the firmament above here. At verse 23, roundabout.
Amen.
So he's telling you that the firmament that's above the universe. I know a lot of people used to be saying cosmos. They used to hear universe. No, universe is a part, is a piece of our Milky Way. The cosmos actually has the universe inside of it. So, we see here that the firmament is round. So what he was saying in the beginning, when he quoted Moses, that the word compassed north, south, east, and west, he just showed you with his hand what he meant.
Amen.
Now, what you going to do with that? You going to still call him a liar? You going to look at this temple that you brag about on a DL. This is the greatest temple. Ain't no temple like Solomon, da-da-da-da-da. And he just told you that. Yeah, guess what's inside of it? The firmament, and it's round.
What is this? You see 26, babe. And it was a band, and it was a hand breadth thick, okay? And the brim thereof was wrought like the brim of a cup with flowers of lily. And then it said it contained 2,000 baths. Mm-hmm. 2,000 baths.
Well, I don't want to say we were funky people.
No, but it said
that
2,000 baths. Oh, my goodness.
That's how big the temple was.
Oh, my goodness.
And no, the bath isn't what, like you go into a Catholic church and get the little green bowl over there and you sprinkle it over yourself, splash yourself with it. That's not it. It's actually with a tub. Okay. All right. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Genesis chapter 9 and 11.
Amen. Genesis 9 and 11?
Yes, ma'am. We're almost done. This is going to be a simple, sweet, short, and sweet one, you know, just to kind of back up, you know, heaven and to let you know what you're dealing with. No, the earth is not flat, and neither is heaven.
Amen.
We're surrounded by heaven. Is a presence, man. It's a big presence. It's all over the place. Mm-hmm. It's like air. We just can't see it. It's everywhere. It surrounds us. It's everywhere.
Amen.
And everything that pertains to heaven is everywhere. All of the stuff that we see, even a sign, even a lettering, even an instrument that we have came from heaven, which came from the earth, which came from heaven. It's all around us. So in order for us to have power over all these things, we have to be in line with the power of the universe, which is bound by the law. So we got to keep the law to have power over all these things.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Or you do that, hey, you can make a hammer float on water. We don't.
Amen. Verse 12. And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generation. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth.
Uh-huh.
And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth.
Over the circuit.
That the bow shall be seen in the cloud.
Over the circuit.
Amen.
Now let's look at this word bow. What does that mean?
Amen.
What do that mean?
Bow. Bow means a knot tied with two loops and two loose ends.
We're not talking about that. Okay, go ahead.
Bow, a weapon for shooting arrows, typically made
for a curve. Go ahead.
Bow. How about we do this? How about I get my swords? Because it's showing now the instrument. A metal ring forming the handle of a key. Yeah, it's showing. Nothing but instrument. I'm going to do this sword. B-O-W. A-B-E-D-E. Okay, N-N-W.
Got it.
Almost.
It's there.
Yes, I have it.
Okay, read it.
Bow. This is the first one. It says bend from waist angle.
That kills letter, right?
Yes, it says bend from waist angle.
So wait a minute. That kills the flat right there. That wipes out flatter. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Bend, angle, arc, bob, curvation.
Curvation. Okay.
Arc. Curvature.
Curvatures. That curve, feels the flat.
Flexion.
Curve, arc, bow, bend. What else?
Oh, and it says round, and then it says salam.
No, it didn't say round.
Wait.
No,
it says round.
No, it did not say
round. But then look at this. It says salam. S-A-L-A-A-M. Salam.
You mean to tell me that peace is supposed to surround the earth?
It says salam.
Interesting.
Turning.
Now,
wow, it says round, and then after round, it's salam. S-A-L-A-A.
So let me get this straight. So a bow is round? The rainbow?
Mm-hmm.
Well, only Santa Rita is because it reflects the sun. But what you see is only half of it. Right, exactly. You see a half of a circle.
Right, from where you're standing.
And you be all in awe. You can see all the colors on a good day. It's all vibrant.
I remember this summer I saw three rainbows on top of each other. It was three of them. I took a picture of it. But it was three rainbows on top of each other. That was amazing.
That is. What about that little thing that we saw when we came home? We saw that hole in the sky.
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy.
That was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah. I ain't never seen that. That was nuts. I ain't never in all my years seen anything
so clear.
Like that. Yeah. Anyway, that was a circle.
Mm-hmm.
So a bow is a what? Circle. So what you gonna do with that? We calling the God of Israel alive now. I set my bow in a cloud. You don't say that he don't know what he's doing. You got too many fingers pointing against you, man. Because you gotta fix it. You gotta come up with something that says the earth is flat. Then it'll make sense. You can't come up with anything else. We got the prophet. We got the numeral system that specified against numbers can't lie. It won't lie for nobody. 1 + 1 ain't going to sit up there and lie for you. It's going to say 2. Now, you can change it, but the numbers are going to tell the truth. Look up R. Yeah.
Art. B. Name should be right here. It's A-R-C-H, right?
Yeah.
Principal, superior, champion, chief, expert, finished, finished first, foremost, the greatest, the head, the highest, leading, main, major, master, preeminent, premier, primary. And then the next one says knowing, artful, mischievous, playful, rough, saucy, sly. Then the next one, this is the third one, I think this is the one you want. It says art, curve, curvature, curved structure, art way, bend, bow, dome, semicircle.
See, this is what he said. That's where these guys are getting this thing from. It's a dome.
Yeah, dome, semicircle, span, though. Remember the word span?
Exactly.
That's it.
Okay. Now, let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Isaiah 40 and verse 21.
Okay. Isaiah 40
and 21. You receive a read.
Almost there, man. Isaiah 40.
Yes, ma'am.
And 21. 21 reads, have you not known? Have you not heard? Had it not been told from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? Is it he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretches out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in?
So he said, have you not known from the beginning? Didn't we just go from the beginning? Didn't we just define what he meant? We first looked at the law, then looked at it physically. Now here he come again physically, right? 22.
Amen. 22, it is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth.
Stop. Now look up the word circle.
Circle, a round plane figure whose boundary consists of points.
No, so there go the bounds. There go the bounds that he set the water by. There go the bounds he set the universe by. There go the bounds he set time by. You see that? Read on.
The circumference.
What is circumference?
To move all the way around someone or something, especially more than once.
What?
A wheel.
Okay, go ahead.
To rotate, to whirl, to spiral, to revolve. To go around, to
everything,
walk around.
Everything that we just got to talking about.
Travel around, to orbit.
Everything we talk about is right there. Everything that we just got to going through is right here in verse 22. Read that circle again. Pick it up. I'm not going to interrupt it. Just want you to read.
The definition, or are you talking about the scripture?
The definition.
Okay, to move all around the way of someone or something, especially more than once.
Like, I wasn't going to interrupt. But I did say time surrounds us, didn't I? Okay, go ahead.
Will, to move around in circles, to revolve, to rotate, whirl, spiral, gravitate, go around, walk around, travel around.
So that's how you get gravity. Because the earth is what? Spinning.
Orbit. Revolve around. And then it says sphere, world, squad, bunch, gang, crew, crowd, camp, ring, ring around, set, group, body, company. Okay. Interesting.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
What do spear mean?
Spear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, was it spiral?
No, spear.
You want spear? I'm going on to the spear. Yes. Okay. It says spear versus circle. Interesting. Spear, a round, solid figure, or its surface with every point on its surface from its center. I'm sure.
See that?
It is. Yeah.
It's a what?
A circle.
It's a ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. It's a ball. Spear is a ball. From the center of its point, mm-hmm. north, south, east, or west. There goes Proverbs chapter 8 and 22 right here. That he said that it compassed everything. So that's it. That's what a spear looked like. It's a ball.
Enclosed.
Again, it got bounds.
Yeah. Amen.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amen.
It said orbit, right? Let's look up orbit. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go back to the script. We got one script after this.
Amen. Oh, I need that. I'm showing you. You want me to look up
orbit? Because we found we read into that term like about three times. So let's look at orbit.
Orbit, the curved path of a celestial object or spacecraft around a star, planet, or moon.
Or what? Around?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Especially a periodic elliptical revolution, of course. The path.
There we go again. Revolution, right? Okay, which means to go around the circles. Go ahead.
Course, path, circuit.
Course, circuit,
path, circuit, track.
Track.
Rotation, revolution, circle, cycle, round.
What? Circle, round, what?
Spear.
Spear.
Range, reach, scope, compass.
There it is. You see that? All that stuff under there. Go ahead.
Jurisdiction, sweep.
Jurisdiction is bound by what? Laws? Okay, go ahead.
Authority, remit, span of control, domain, realm, providence, territory, department, turf, and is that bailiwick? So, of a celestial object or spacecraft move in orbit round and round a star or planet.
Okay.
Move around.
So, once again, self-explanatory, right?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
One more verse. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 12.
Colossians 1 and 12?
Yeah.
Amen. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 12 reads, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Amen. Who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption. Ooh. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
Stop. Look up the word consist.
Amen. One more second. Okay. Consist to be composed or made up of, to be consistent with, and then it says be made up, to comprise, to be formed, to embody, to incorporate, to contain, embrace, involve, include. And that's what it says.
Okay, is that that out of the source?
So the thesaurus is this. S-I-N-S-O-N-S-I, and then S-T. There we go. Consist, to exist, to reside, to abide, to be contained in, be expressed by, to be found in.
So he set the bounds on it. You see how he set the bounds. He set time by the bounds of 360. That's time, regardless of what year it is or how many years it is bound by 360, which is a perfect circle. Circle, north, south, east, and west. That's all to it. Everything. That's consistent. You don't have inconsistent with a circle unless something is wrong with it. But if it's perfect, there is nothing wrong. It's perfect. It's going to always return back to where it was. What else?
Be found in, to dwell, to inhere, to repose, to rest.
So everything that we know is bound by round. It's bound by circles. Everything that we know is bound by composition or compass. Everything we know goes around and comes around. It's an old saying in the world, what goes around comes around. That's real.
Yeah.
So how is it that now we're going to believe some dude that didn't even, that believed that the edge of the earth was monsters and stuff like that and ran around in tight in high heels with a feather in his hat? You gonna follow that dude or you going to follow Moses? You're going to follow that dude or you're going to follow John? You're going to follow some dude that didn't even know how to eat right, that didn't keep the dietary law, and you're going to say that he is the truth of God. Columbus. While on the way of discovering America was a goof. You're gonna follow somebody that was a goofy, that stumbled up on something, that was in the dark, that was blind to the creation, didn't even know how it flowed. And you're gonna follow that. Because they didn't see any ships go out to the horizon and they watched the sails go down the horizon until it disappears. Why? Because the earth is round. So with all that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. Hope we edified someone. Any questions or comments, feel free. The lines are open.
Amen. 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 Amen, brother.
Amen.
I don't know what it says. Amen.
Well, you know, every now and again, this thing kind of catch me. And it bugs me to a degree, but please forgive me. Some things, you know, just kind of get my goat, and that's one of them, you know, is that the earth is flat, and there's nothing in the scripture that dictate that. You can't even make that up. You can't make it up. The scripture's going to kill you. And they sit up and say, well, see, that's not a salvational issue. Well, it looked like to me he made sure it was in there pretty good, so it looked like it's a salvation issue to me. We got to stop saying that. Anything from Genesis to Revelation is a salvational issue. Man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's Genesis to Revelation.
Amen.
Everything is in there is a salvation issue.
Amen. Amen.
So we got to stop saying that, using that term, you know, to kind of get away from not dealing with something or kind of like blasé through it or kind of like, you know, well, not take it serious and okay. All right. Keep saying his word is not salvation. Keep saying his word is not salvation. Keep saying. And maybe you might get it. Maybe you might end up right. God forbid, I hope you are wrong to the 10th power.
To the 10th power. Amen.
And guess what?
Awesome lesson, bro.
10 is a circle. You got to start from 1 to get back to 10. You got to start from 1 to get the 1. He is the any. Wait a minute. I got one more verse to read. I got one more verse to read. Please, let me read it. Revelation chapter 1. And 11. Revelation 1 and 11.
Revelation 1 and 11. Saying, I am Alpha and Omega. Yes, Revelation 1 and 11. Amen. Saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, and to Ephesus, forgive me, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and to Laodicea.
There it is. I'm the Alpha and Omega. There were your bounds, right there, in the beginning and the end. A straight line don't have an end. It just keep going. Well, you're going to come to see me. I'm the beginning, and I'm your ending. You're going to see me. Your full circle is going to be me. I'm the one that gave you life, and I'm the one that's going to give you life, or I'm the one that gave you life, and I'm going to be the one that takes you. I am the Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end, and I set the bounds on everything. Okay? So my next question is this. You know, if the earth is flat, then how come all the waters don't run off the side of it? Okay, if the earth is flat, how come we don't fall off of it and drive off the edge of it? Okay, I'm just saying. We're going to, you know, bring up all these absurd statements when it comes to the planet, right? We're going to bring up all these absurds. And then we ask you absurd. Oh, that's absurd. But dude, you kicked off the nonsense. I'm just saying, I'm answering your question with your science, not mine. I don't believe in none of that you testifying. I don't believe the earth is flat. And I sure don't believe it was made by aliens. So you can kill it, get it anyway. Is there any more questions or comments? If no, then we're going to say, look, brothers and sisters, pay attention to your book. Don't let anybody just tell you anything. And those of us that are sound of the living water family, if you got the phone conference number, you're required to be there. Okay? So that's at 1 o'clock p.m. So if you got the number and you got the text message, you should be there. Right? And I'm expecting you to be there. All right? So. With that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sound of the Water, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible, people. Time appointed.
Amen.
Come on.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.